This weekend, 400 broken musical instruments in the Philadelphia Public School District will rattle and squeak through a concert written specifically for them. And then they'll be sent out for repair. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that the concert is a grand gesture toward funding music education in Philadelphia schools.
A few weeks ago, a group of about 20 people who had never met before came together at Temple University to participate in a musical experiment to play a stockpile of broken instruments languishing in Philadelphia's public school system. This group is led by Jay Crush, and because he teaches tuba at Temple University, he selected a tuba out of the broken pile. It's beautifully engraved horn from the 1920s, blackened with tarnish.
Yeah, it's actually not in as bad shape as a lot of them. It looks like it was dredged up from some Roman shipwreck, but it actually plays pretty nicely. You can't tune it. That's the main thing wrong with it. You can hear the valves are a little... Sounds kind of like a machine gun.
Other instruments are in much worse shape. Cellos that have no necks, violins that are a jumble of loose parts in a bag. Raphael Schneider selected a trumpet missing a valve. There's a champagne cork plugged into the middle brass tube where the valve should have been.
I was a student in the Philly schools, and I started on trumpet when I was 8. I started on a district trumpet, so it's nice to see one again.
This group is a small fraction of the 400 volunteers who will perform Symphony for a Broken Orchestra this weekend. Most of them are products of public schools, with fond memories of instruments their teachers issued to them. All of them volunteered to participate in a program that will ultimately repair these instruments and, as another leader, Evan Kassoff, promised, will make a really big noise.
I don't know how many people have gotten to like perform with like 400 other people. It's such a cool experience. Like, just the massive noise is so awesome. Even though it's not like Mahler 2 and it's not some great, you know, beautiful choir at the end where we're all redeemed, the instruments are redeemed.
All of the different sections of the Symphony for a Broken Orchestra came together at the 23rd Street Armory for the first full rehearsal. The piece, written by the Pulitzer Prize-winning composer David Lang, begins small, with musicians just tapping their broken instruments. And then it builds.
No one thing that any musician does is particularly interesting or dramatic.
Lang says he wrote the music so that anyone could play it, virtuoso or first-time beginner, and had the same impact.
What makes the music interesting is when you have one ensemble playing one kind of music and then the next ensemble that's next to them is playing something else. So it's sort of the friction between different groups playing. One of the weird things about rehearsing the piece is I think, you know, it's impossible for anyone to know what this piece sounds like until they all get together.
When Lang was first approached with this idea to write a symphony for instruments that don't work, he immediately leapt at it. He himself was a product of a public school education in Los Angeles where a teacher put a trombone in his hands in elementary school. It changed his life. The symphony is, on one hand, a love letter to misfits that need to be understood by the unique sounds they produce.
But to me, the moving part of it is that these instruments weren't supposed to be unique. These instruments were built to be dependable, to be normal, to be ordinary. They were built to be part of a child's daily musical life.
The concert this weekend is not the culmination of the project, but its beginning. David Lang's Big Sound is designed to inspire people to donate money into a dedicated fund that will repair instruments in the Philadelphia School District in perpetuity. The guy who hatched this whole idea, the concert and the repair fund, is Robert Blackson of Temple's Contemporary Art Gallery. He says this concert is more of a community experiment than a musical one.
It's that necessity to care about something, that sense of if we can recognize ourselves in the care of something, in this case the care of instruments and music education, then we start to see the shift that can happen across the society of our relationship to caring and the world around us.
Symphony for a Broken Orchestra will be performed twice on Sunday at the 23rd Street Armory. It's free, but tickets are required. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.